Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and Friends.
Last year for Valentine's Day, we brought in a sex expert. Do you guys remember that?
It was a good time.
If you're just joining Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains and didn't have a chance to listen to that episode, I would say it's highly educational and worth going back to check out because our girl was teaching us about tricks and toys and all
massage
of that stuff.
Oils. Yeah.
Today's episode, our Valentine's Day for lovers, is a little bit different. And I want to catch up with Krista and Angie, who both actually have Valentine's this year. But I also think that like whole conversation about Valentine's gifts, because all of my friends that are in relationships are talking about presents and expectations of what they want their man to do. But do you guys really think that Valentine's Day, of all of the holidays, is that one that you really want big things for?
No, not me. I can't speak for anybody else, but I don't expect a big dumbass huge gift. I do expect a gift,
right?
But not like anything that's gonna break the bank. No.
What about you, Ange? Are you like a big gift person on Valentine's Day?
So I used to be. My ex used to get me literally the best gifts. He would get me an iWatch or the new iPhone.
Damn.
Literally, Valentine's Day was like the new
Christmas.
Literally Valentine's Day was like Christmas, an extra Christmas or an extra birthday.
Did this guy cheat on you?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to check because anytime I actually got like nice gifts or whatever, not to say that you that are getting nice gifts means that your person is cheating on you, but I was just curious because usually it adds up.
Yeah, but now I don't really care about the gifts. I do want like maybe a little something, like whether it's flowers or just something to be acknowledged, but it does not have to be grand or huge.
Yeah, right. Ange is saying that now because she knows her man already said, pack a bag and get ready for the weekend.
Aww, that's cute, though. I love that. I love that he took initiative to take you on a getaway and you don't know anything about the details yet. So that's cute. I like that a lot.
Well, the cute part is for both of you guys, you have first Valentines with your new Valentine.
This is my first Valentine like ever, though.
Like, you mean you've never done Valentine's Day?
No, I've always been single on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And like growing up, I wasn't allowed to like have a boyfriend and stuff in high school. So I think that's why I always expect something on Valentine's Day too, because my father spoiled out of me on Valentine's Day, but he didn't buy me a new bag or anything.
No.
But he would always have flowers, always have chocolates, always have a card with a nice message in it. So it's funny because my now boyfriend asked me 2 weeks ago, am I a air quotes Valentine's Day girl?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is a Valentine's Day girl? He was like, what do you want for Valentine's Day? And I said the basics, just a card, some flowers, and a nice chocolate.
But I think we have to give him credit for asking, though, because I think that if he didn't ask, he wouldn't know what to do. Maybe he'd go too big or wouldn't go big enough.
Yeah.
Because I shouldn't say every girl, but there are a lot of girls that have very different opinions about how they choose to celebrate this particular holiday.
I agree.
So, but I love that you said that about your dad, though, Krista, same, because I never really have Valentine's. I did one year when I was in New York. I got to spend Valentine's Day with someone that I loved very much, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But and we just did dinner and a concert. So we went we saw Nas and Maxwell, and we were very happy, and that was great. But that was also kind of like the end of everything.
Oh,
so,
damn.
You know, it's plot cool. Twist. I know. But the day itself was spent in a very nice way. But my daddy always came through with chocolates and the flowers.
Yes.
So that's really all I ever want.
Same.
Or like a card, just acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you have that new person, you do have to set those expectations. So, Ange, as a gift giver, are you getting your man a gift?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, actually, hold on. I want to change my answer.
Okay.
I don't care about the gifts, actually. This is what I really want. And I'll probably get it. I just want your time, a good dinner, and good sex.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, baby. Same.
And that's what you want every day.
That's the debate, y'all. That's the debate that I'm having a lot with people is, this is okey-doke holiday because you literally should be getting that every day. You shouldn't be limited that on Valentine's Day.
Right. And I think the idea is like you get to make it a little bit more special. Mm-hmm. It's just, it is another day. And I know that even people in relationships are like, oh, just another holiday. I almost think sometimes it's more special for people that are in new relationships or that just, or even for single people, right? Like you kind of glamorize mm-hmm. what this idea is. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say Hallmark holiday, but I love Hallmark movies.
Yeah, that's your thing. We know, Nina.
So like Hallmark gives you that kind of fairy tale love, yeah. like all of that kind of stuff. And so then Valentine's Day becomes like this magical thing. But then you have, you know, the flip side of it too. So it's just, yeah, man, you get a new person. What are you going to do? And just saying that's all she wants. But literally... What was it, yesterday or today? She was like, man, I'm just so sad because I just won't get to see him today.
Oh, my God.
Chris is over here doing long distance.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm chilling.
I don't know. I don't know how you do it. I would love to get inside the brain of somebody that does it because
yeah,
my guy lives here and I cry.
Oh, my God.
Like, I cried Monday and Tuesday because I haven't seen him.
Sounds a little toxic. I love you. I agree. I'm going to keep it a buck. Sounds a little bit codependent, so I'm gonna pray for you on that one. I hope you figure that out.
She knows, though. I always tell you that. But you're getting better.
Is she?
Yeah, because she only cried 2 days instead of five.
Oh my God.
Krista. She's gonna be fine. More importantly, what are you gonna end up getting for your man?
So, like earlier I'd mentioned, he had asked me what type of Valentine's Day girl I was. He's not anti-Valentine's Day. He's just like, it's another day, Krista. Like, I hope you're not expecting me to break the bank, which I wasn't. But once I told him what I did want, he was like, cool. So then I'm like, well, what do you want? And he's like, absolutely nothing. Like, please don't get me anything. But he is one of those type of people where he says things out loud what he wants and like, we'll leave it at that. Like, he won't be like, okay, this is what I want. So for example, he's really trying to grow his natural hair out. Like, that's his thing. He wants to like have this funky The Weeknd sideshow bob from The Simpsons hair.
Okay.
And I support it because he's a creative. Sure. I like it, blah, 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 blah. And he's been struggling with it. So I got him like a 48 count bottle of hair, skin and nail vitamins. So
that's great.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in just a cute little red bag, maybe throw some lube in there, you know, to sex it up. And then get him a nice card and say Happy Valentine's Day. So he told me not to get him anything.
No, I think that's cute. That's
okay,
thoughtful.
Cool. Okay,
yeah,
good.
That's cute and super thoughtful.
Okay, that makes me happy.
Wait, what are you doing again? Are we not talking about it yet?
Getting what I'm getting him?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know yet. I think I want to get, I know this sounds crazy, but I want to get him like a cool beanie because he works outside and he's always so cold and I always feel so bad. And he loves sports, so maybe like a sports beanie, definitely a card. I don't know. He does so much for me, and I don't even know how I would repay him, but aww, something sweet. Cute.
Meanwhile, she's bringing the crotchless underwear again
right.
to her getaway
weekend.
I know.
I have such a good
I need to start asking you.
It's
like
so freaking hot.
I don't have shit, Nina. I'm just showing up in my regular...
But we've talked about this before. There's some people that don't even get turned on by that stuff. Remember, I told you, man, the same person that took me to a concert, he worked in a club. And so one night he was coming home and I was there. I was at the club earlier and then I came home before him. And so I put on like this cute little outfit. Mm-hmm. So by the time he got home, you know, he would see it. So I go and I open the door. He's a little drunk or whatever. And I'm like, look. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, it's cute. Take it off. I'm just like, oh.
I know it sucks because these things only last about 5 minutes, these outfits, if that. And they cost so much money.
But that's when it goes back. I wear it for myself.
Yeah.
But if I'm really talking about
that's
what
like
I wear.
So hype beast to me. When
I do not wear that for myself.
But you know what I do wear for myself? I wear old, oversized t-shirts for myself with no underwear. And that is the most comfortable thing.
That's my jam.
Like, so nice, loose joggers.
I don't like the feel of silk on my skin. Mm. I don't like the feel of that stuff on my skin. No, I like cotton and jersey material.
Oh, I love silk.
Like, I can do lace, but silk, like, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, silk sheets? Oh, hell
no. Yeah, I was going to say, like,
so
what about,
weird.
Like, Egyptian cotton
silk.
Sheets?
That doesn't feel like silk. I have Egyptian cotton at my mom's house, but that doesn't feel
cotton?
Like silk.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yes,
uh-huh.
But it's very, very soft.
Super soft. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Super soft, okay. But it doesn't feel like silk.
Learned
like
something about you every day, Nina. I did not
I
know
can't
that.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. But weird. That's what my point is. Yeah. So what I wear for myself is t-shirts.
Yeah, that's my jam. Literally, catch me in a t-shirt and some boy shorts and I'm good. But I am grateful that I am dating someone that does not care about lingerie, but I'm sure one day I'm going to want to get some.
But it'd be kind of a fun surprise. Like, if he's not used to it, then you just pop out with it. I wish they had some, like, lingerie for dudes. Like, somebody needs to come out with a line and, G-string. Like, normalize it. Yeah, but I need more than that. Can you have some, like, lace boxer
briefs? Or some leather.
Yeah. I know they got it out there. I'm going to find you some links and I'm going to text them.
Because I know they got, like, those leather chaps and stuff like that, but that's not what I'm after. Yeah, I'm like, come at me with some kind of, like, they do have mesh boy shorts, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I had a really good idea, but now that I think about it, I'm kind of freaking out.
Uh-oh. About what?
So...
For Valentine's Day?
Yeah. So I wanted to put food all over myself and have him like try to eat it off. But the thing is, I break out.
And that sounds like
so I'm really scared. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to like stick it in my vagina.
I mean, even
I just
wanted
to like
area.
Put it on my boobs or something.
Why you don't you do body shots? Like, and then that way.
Oh my God.
I can't drink no more. I need to remember this night.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe you could like, but if he's doing body shots, you're not the one drinking. He is. He's doing body shots.
What do I do? Just pour
them
on my body?
Yeah, if like you had Jello shots, or you could just pour, like you could take a bottle and just pour it down like the middle of your body and then he could lick it.
Sounds like it would burn, but maybe.
It doesn't burn.
I was thinking like some whipped cream or chocolate or something, but I don't know.
That stuff gets really sticky.
Really?
Ice cubes are fun. You can play with ice cubes, but the whipped cream, I've done whipped cream and I've done ice cream, and both of those things get really sticky if you don't get them off fast enough. So if you want to play with food, you have to think about those things, but I think alcohol is a good move because then you can lick them off, but... Did you ever see the Sex and the City movie where Samantha was laying on the table and put sushi all over her body?
Okay.
That's a yeast infection.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm not with it. I'm very inspired by the body shots idea, though. Like, that's going down this weekend.
But then you know what else you could do that would be really cute? Like, if you get, like, one of those little pourer tops on the top of the bottle, you pour it in one spot. In one spot. And then get it off that spot. Pour it in another spot. Then get it off that spot. That way you're not just drenching yourself.
I was thinking, Nina, pour it like this and him standing underneath and catching it. I thought that's what you
want. She wants to be a human luge.
Like lick it off of you.
Oh my God. You guys, no, you want it to be sensual. They have like the little driblets come out of it. And if you like put it on your neck. And then they can get up in there and like lick it off and then put a little bit on this side and then it get all
okay,
up in
I
there.
Okay, I can't. Can we stop?
I'm going to give you, Nina, your flowers right now because this is how good of a friend you are.
Why? I'm helping you?
Exactly. For you to take your time and listen to how we want our intimacy to go this weekend. A lot of women, and I have been this woman before, have been like anti-bit. Like, I don't want to hear nothing about your dude this weekend.
Mm.
Because I'm single and miserable. And you're not miserable. You are so comfortable in yourself about this.
To that point, to anybody that is listening, maybe that is single or maybe going through a breakup. Mm-hmm. And if you are, you're probably not going to keep listening. And I respect that. But I don't think that being single, especially on Valentine's Day, is a negative thing. I have this routine with myself on Valentine's Day and I'm prepared for it. I love love. So I love seeing lovers do what they do. I'll have my time. My person is out there.
And
I'll have my time.
I'm single on Valentine's. This is my first time ever.
And then you should absolutely enjoy it.
This is different.
I mean, and right. And it should this be kind of exciting. And hopefully, and it speaks to, I think, the new relationship that you're in. But like, being single on Valentine's Day isn't a bad thing.
No,
I'm going to eat whatever I want. I'm going to have a nice dinner. I'm going to have some wine. I'm going to make sure I work out that day. And then my apartment is clean. For me, that's self-love. And that makes me feel good.
Respect.
But also, the journey of like being one with myself is, you know, been a long one, and I'm very comfortable in my own skin.
Amen.
But that takes time, practice, and work, and willingness to do it. So I'm glad you brought that up, because you're right. There are a lot of people that are bitter, but really, your person's coming.
Yeah. I used to be like that. Not bitter, but I used to be really sad.
Me too. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I would be sad sometimes.
I understand being sad too, but like what that thought process does to you, it's like, oh, what about me?
Mm-hmm.
But if you live a what about me life the whole time, then you're missing out on what's already in front of you. Mm-hmm. And also, it's not fair. Let other people have their shine and have their moment, because yours is coming.
This is such a reflective moment for me.
Like yours is really, really coming. And I also understand feeling sad. So if you think what I'm saying is a bunch bunch of baloney. I've been sad too.
You're hitting all the nails on the head.
Like how many I've had like bath time cries, you know, candlelit listening to Mariah Carey. Like that has happened many nights. Sure, everybody's got their go-to cry, you know, lover album. Mine's been Mariah Carey forever, but, and I would ask Ange, but I already know hers is Mariah Carey.
Waking up with a broken heart.
So,
oh my God, I just made myself like sad.
Yeah, but I think that...
Or Dreaming with a Broken Heart. Sorry, John Mayer.
I mean, he's definitely a put-you-in-your-feels kind of a person. Mm-hmm. But guys, it's okay.
Thank you, Nene.
Your person is coming. But you have to believe that, though. Don't you think that you had to believe that? Or do you think that your person caught you off guard? Because you were actually a little bit bitter.
No, I think that I what was the first comment that you made?
Did you believe that your person was coming?
I thought that once I stopped looking and just stopped messing with dudes just casually and just stuck to myself, my guy that I like very much just came out of nowhere, just at your house.
Well, not completely out of nowhere, because she did. Oh, well, like, we knew each other.
We knew each other,
but that's okay. You put out. He bit.
Yeah, I shot my shot, and he bit.
And he bit. So we all got to do that every once in a while, too. Yeah, I mean, and you knew.
Yeah, no. I feel like this needs a whole backstory, but I'm gonna keep it really short. I mean, the person that I'm with, we just were hooking up for a while, and I didn't ever think that it would be more than that. I never saw him more than that.
You always used to say that.
Right. And I honestly was getting nervous. I was like, I'm not going to find anybody else, because I'm like, I've lived in Chicago forever. I don't even know anybody else that I'm interested in. And I was like, I'm about to be 30. I feel like I'm not going to find my person. And I was freaking out for a while, but then things just like
escalated. Aren't you like 26?
Mm-hmm.
You got like 4 years. You're like in your mid
20s. I thought you turned 27.
Oh, wait, I'm 27. I always forget my age. Okay, I don't know why this happens to me. Okay, so now I'm 27.
Yes.
Well, I mean, yeah. So now he's around and it's more, but I wasn't thinking of it like that. So yeah, off guard, I guess.
You was not trying to date him.
I wasn't like trying to date anybody, honestly. Ago,
but yeah, I respect it. I know. I respect it. I think it's cute.
What was the fear of losing him that made her go, no, I love you.
And now I fear of losing him when I still have him. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you knew yourself. You knew that you're crazy in relationships.
Right.
And that you knew that you needed some time to grow up. Amen. And we like this guy for allowing her to grow up
in the
relationship.
He's a fun freaking guy. I like him and his friends.
Yeah, he sticks around through all that stuff. I like that too.
He knows I'm crazy.
Obviously, but he likes it though. That's the cute thing. Well, this is exciting. I can't wait to find out what really happens and what parts of your body and sheets get really sticky.
Yes. Oh, I'm ready for these body shots. How did I not think of that?
I don't know.
Spicy. But my guy doesn't really drink like that, so I hope he's down.
We'll get orange juice or something.
Oh, it's boring.
Okay, well then.
Get champagne.
Tequila.
Champagne's
tequila. Champagne campaign.
Hey.
Will you be my Valentine, Nina?
Sure.
Yay.
I want all of the Valentines.
I want love on you.
I want all of the Valentines. Listen, we're sending all kinds of love out to everybody this week. The lovers, the non-lovers, the single people that should be spending time loving themselves.
There you go.
You can send it to your friends, your mama, your niece and nephews, whatever it is. That was actually always cute too. When I was growing up, my mom would like always find a way to like be my Valentine when my dad was bringing the flowers and stuff. So,
do you know the best part about Valentine's Day?
What?
Okay, so it's not actually Valentine's Day.
Sale.
It's the day after Valentine's Day and everything is on sale.
But what do you buy that's on sale?
The candy.
Candy, cute things.
You think that
what? Time out. I'm going to put all you guys on something right now. It ain't even about the candy. You go to Marshall's the day after Valentine's Day and all the heart pajamas are on sale. All the cute little socks are on sale. And you use those all year round. I'm going to give you some for Christmas. Watch. When you guys have some shit with hearts on it, you're going to be like, she got that at the Valentine's Day sale.
Valentine's we're blessing you on this podcast today.
Oh my gosh. Getting all kinds of information. Meanwhile, I'm never wearing hearts, but you know, I appreciate you. Thank you for that. Guys, all of the love. That's what we're sending to
you
right here.
We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Guilty Pleasures and Growing Pains.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.